Mr. Chair, my delegation aligns with the statement delivered by the Gambia on behalf of the African Group and further extends our hearty congratulations on your successful election, and in this regard, wish you every success. Kenya approaches this critical 10th session of the open-ended intergovernmental working group with a spirit of constructive dialogue and shared commitment to developing an effective, legally binding instrument on business and human rights. As we embark, we must remain true to our original mandate under Resolution 26-9, even while addressing the evolving challenges in this respect. We recognize the complexity of regulating transnational corporate activities and the need for a balanced approach that respects both state sovereignty and human rights protections. Our engagement stems from a genuine desire to create a framework that promotes sustainable development and corporate accountability, building upon the foundations laid by the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights. Kenya's commitment to this process is exemplified by our pioneering efforts as the first African nation to develop a national action plan on business and human rights, focusing on issues such as revenue transparency, environmental protection, labor rights, and access to remedy. The NAP outlines specific policy actions for each of the three pillars of the UN Guiding Principles: the state duty to protect, corporate responsibility to respect, and access to remedy, and further includes provisions for implementation and monitoring. This experience has provided us with valuable insights into the practical challenges of implementing human rights standards in the context of business activities. We believe that our national efforts can enrich the discussions at this international level. In this spirit, Kenya advocates for an instrument that maintains a clear focus on transnational corporations, recognizing their unique position and impact across borders, ensures meaningful access to remedy for affected communities, addressing the structural barriers that often impede justice, protects collective rights, especially of indigenous peoples and local communities who are frequently at the forefront of corporate activities, integrates the right to development as a core principle, acknowledging the interconnectedness of human rights and sustainable economic progress, establishes clear corporate human rights obligations, including mandatory due diligence processes, and an instrument that supports technical assistance and capacity building for developing nations, recognizing the diverse legal frameworks, varying needs and challenges faced by different states in implementing such standards. We believe these objectives do not have to represent competing interests, but promote interconnected interests that can benefit all stakeholders. By working collaboratively, we can craft an instrument that balances economic progress with robust human rights protection mechanisms. Our approach is rooted in the spirit of shared global responsibility, and my delegation looks forward to fruitful deliberations. I thank you.